This is Izzy and Madison back with another podcast about the Great Depression. Madison, what was the Great Depression mainly about?
The Great Depression was mainly about the years 1929 through 1939 when people went into poverty and lost their jobs. A lot of people, if lucky enough to keep their jobs, had a large decrease to their income. What was the cause that started the Great Depression?
Overproduction and underconsumption was one of the reasons why the Great Depression happened. Factories were producing more goods than people needed. Madison, what's another cause of the Great Depression?
The stock market crashed, which sparked the Great Depression. Also, the weak banks were one of the main causes for the failure of income and investments. The stock market crash was just part of it. In total, 9,000 banks failed to keep through the 30s. People lost trust in their banks because they were losing money because of the crash. The crash caused people to take money out of their accounts as quickly as possible, so the banks had no money to use for investments.
During the Great Depression, many people lost their jobs, which resulted in families becoming homeless and starving to death. Many people who were lucky enough to keep their jobs had a large decrease in payment, which was hard to provide for their families.
This was similar to the Bonus Army, which also couldn't get paid because the government didn't have enough money because of the Great Depression. Did you know that this army waited a long time in D.C. before realizing that they wouldn't get paid? What is your opinion on the Bonus Army not getting paid after serving in the war? We're going to take a brief pause for a moment just to have a advertisement. We're going to shout out all those flappers. You can go to the store at Vintage Dancer to buy your dresses today. Only $13.99. Hope there's no overproduction or underconsumption. And we're back. I'll repeat the question for you, Izzy. What is your opinion on the Bonus Army not getting paid after serving in the war?
I think it was bad that after serving in a war and not getting paid, it is unfair and wrong since they're fighting the biggest battle of all. They have the biggest job to protect the country and they don't get paid, whereas money's going to the people who are making muffins instead.
I completely agree with you, Izzy. 45,000 soldiers wouldn't get paid, and now that puts thousands of families in a bad spot and causes suffering. About 1,000 veterans were killed because of not being able to afford food.
I understand that the U.S. was in a time of poverty and couldn't find the money to pay the soldiers, but if people are risking their lives and are dying every day because they can't get paid, that's horrible.
Yeah, I know. Do you think they realize this?
I think they did, but they just didn't have enough money to do anything about it.
Did you also know that bank suspensions were rising? In 1929, 659 banks were suspended. By 1933, 4,004 banks became suspended.
Starting in 1929, personal income was $698. By 1933, the personal income had decreased to $372.
This is a very large amount to be dropped.
Yeah, I know, great point.
Now we're back with another advertisement. For all you flappers out there looking for shoes to match your dress, go to Macy's and get them. 50% off now. There was also a very large amount of employees being dropped from most businesses because businesses were dying out because of low investment income. Low investment came because of low number of people giving money to banks because they were mostly weak. The banks having no money led to business failing, and many people got put out of jobs. This was a ruthless cycle that kept going, and the economy kept getting worse.
Farmers became affected by the Great Depression as well. They were affected by the Dust Bowl. Madison, what is the Dust Bowl?
The Dust Bowl was the leftover dirt that was overused for farming for too long. Then it became even worse because of the droughts that was happening. All of the farmers were struggling through the Dust Bowl because farmers were one of the main sources for food in their cities. The city couldn't get enough food for the farmers because they were being put out of business due to the lack of farming that they were doing. The farmers couldn't make enough crops to sell to keep the farm, so they had to move to the city. There was very little food, so people were digging out of the trash to look for some. So, Izzy, how did the Great Depression actually affect the farmers?
The banks were investing in the farms before the Depression, and now they wouldn't be able to afford to do this, so now they're stuck in the Dust Bowl. When prices fell, farms tried to pay their debts and taxes, but the prices of food dropped a great amount when they lost their farms because they weren't getting a big enough income, so they couldn't afford to keep the farms up and running.
So would you say the Great Depression overall had a bad effect?
Yes, since the people died because of starvation from getting fired or not getting paid enough or at all. The Bonus Army, for example, didn't get paid after doing the most dangerous job for the country. Can you see why the causes were bad enough to start the Great Depression?
Yes, especially with the overproduction and underconsumption, companies weren't making enough money. They spent money on products that they wouldn't sell, resulting in underconsumption, and the companies not getting paid enough resulted in firing people, which then caused people to starve. For those of you lucky enough to have a job, if you're looking for a bed, you can call 800-588-2300-EMPIRE today. And we're back from our previous break.
As you can see, that the Great Depression was one of the worst times in the world.
It was horrible for the entire world. It wasn't just the Americans who got affected by it. The countries close by to the U.S. got the same effect as the Americans. That's how harsh times became.
This concludes why the Great Depression was so bad and affected 10 years in history.
During these 10 years, the journey through 1929 to 1939 got worse and worse throughout time.
This is the end of our Great Depression talk. Hope you liked it, and stay tuned for our next podcast. Don't forget to call.